Leave me a card. I'll line it up. We'll go out double dating. Both our brides with tatas akimbo. Both of them turned on by the sound of them engines singing. Blah, blah, da, da. You get out of the good ship, Grease. When the job starts to get to me and I start getting that extended headache number 21. Nothing has more curative power than the sound of two huge fuel-sucking engines. I come around that breakwater, blast out of the marina. Sometimes I'll scream down Santa Monica, down to Malibu. You know, a lot of celebrities, you know, got these big gated properties, and you can't really see inside, but when I take the boat around to Malibu, I can see everybody's house. They can't put a fence on the ocean, you know, so get outside Johnny Carson. Hey, Johnny! Johnny! Yeah! Dude! Yeah, you want a beer? You and Alex?
Yeah, look at him.
I saw the curtain move. I know you're in there. Dick Clark's got a place, too. Yo, Dick! Come on out! Hey, man! American Bandstand's the greatest! Some complaints the other weekend at the marina. I actually got complaints from the boats around me because of the noise. Well, frankly, I was having a little problem with Captain Martinez. Shows you can't find help nowadays. I called him into the main salon. I said, Captain Martinez, take your shirt off. He said, but sir, I said, Martinez, you're not listening to me. I distinctly told you, red caviar, not black. Until morale improves. Now, for God's sake, you are not invited to the parties when I have my guests on board. You're the captain of the ship, and as such, you will drive the vessel. How dare you? The last time I had people on board, you walked into the salon and dipped a chip. I'll have you on a banana boat back to South America so fast your handle spin. I want discipline on board here. Now, go take care of those red welts. Make sure you're not bleeding through your white shirt. Do you hear me? Dismiss! Can I send him on his way, whimpering? As I went to examine the controls with a white handkerchief, looking for any dust, looking for anything that might have been out of the way, I went down to the engine room and I checked the engine blocks. I mean, I want to run a white handkerchief all above him. It was Captain Martinez's wife. I ran on deck. I said, how you doing there, Mrs. M? Good to see you. Your husband? Yeah. Well, he'll be ready in a second. He can't speak to you right now. I got him below the boat, sucking the barnacles off the prop. But he'll be done in a little while.